everybody, the city of Shore Acres, Monday, December 8th, 2014, 7 p.m. First line of business can be roll call.
Bill Moore here.
Bo Bunker present.
Rick Moses present.
Richard Evans present.
Mike Weaver present.
Thanks, folks. Next line of business, pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag. Pledge allegiance to the Texas.
One state, under God, one indivisible.
We go to item. Item 3.0, discussion transportation. 3.1, there are none tonight, so we move on to 4.0, approval of minutes. 4.1, regular council meeting, November 10th, 2014, if the council has had time to review the minutes, entertain a motion.
Motion.
Thank you, Mr. Adams, we have a second.
Sir.
Mr. Weaver, okay, thank you. Council have any questions on the minutes? All those in favor?
Aye.
All those against? Moving on to item 4.2, special council meeting, November 17th, 2014, if the council has had time to review that, I'll entertain a motion. Thank you, Mr. Moore, have a second.
Sir.
Thank you, Mr. Weaver, any questions from the council? None taken, all those in favor?
Aye.
All those against? Moving on to item 5.0, council reports and requests. 5.1, Mayor Moses, the floor on meetings attended. I don't have any set meetings at this time that I attended, so we'll move on to item 6.0, public hearings and comments. 6.1, public comments. This is the opportunity for the public to address the council with comments on items which appear on the agenda. Time is limited to 5 minutes per speaker. Comments are directed to the city council and dialogue with the audience is not permitted. Council members are prohibited by law from participating in discussion, deliberate, and debate. With that being said, do we have anybody who would like to speak tonight? At this time, thank you. Moving on to item 7.0, administrative report, 7.1, city administrator David Stahl, general activity report.
Well, good evening. The last couple of weeks, we've completed our annual activity report on our implementation of the National Incident Management System. That's an annual requirement to the state, on to the FEMA, on our training level and our continued implementation of policies and operations in what's called the NIMS system. I also attended a coastal resiliency meeting representing the city and participated in attending a CLMPSE board meeting since the last meeting. And that's all I've got for the evening.
Any questions for Mr. Stahl? Might be able to move on to item 7.2. Member of the police report, Chief Harrison.
Thank you, Mayor. Good evening, Council. Mm-hmm. We've been provided the monthly report. I've had a chance to look at it. I've already noted that zero burglaries and zero thefts in the month of November. I'm cautious about taking too much credit for that because next month, when those numbers come back, I'll have to take credit for that as well. So I just think that I stand up here every month and I talk about suspicious circumstances. I think we have citizens that aren't afraid to call us. And I think that for that reason that we see not a lot of criminal mischiefs, thefts, and those in progress type things where people's property is destroyed or taken. I don't know if you have questions, but I would like to take just a second. I was appointed in January, so this is December. It's almost a year. I'd like to thank you for your support this last year. I'd also like to just take a second and say, as I've watched the news the last couple of weeks and watched our country kind of be tested in different communities, that I'm proud to be in Shore Acres. I'm proud to be here, and I'm proud to serve a citizen that loves its police department, that supports its police department. Sometimes we have to get on our citizens about things that they're doing wrong. But so far in my career here, which is almost 3 years, I don't know that I've come across one of our citizens that wasn't appreciative of things that we've done, even when it was corrective action against them. And I think that says a lot. I love driving through this city. And when people ask me where I work, I'm not ashamed to say that I work for the Shore Acres Police Department. And that's a testament to the city government, to these citizens. And I enjoy being here. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. We want to say thank you for your service and your officer for doing a great job. We appreciate it. Monthly Public Works Department report, that's going to be given by Mr. Stahl.
Good evening. I can't explain it. I don't know why the Public Works report didn't get into the printed package tonight, but it was in the package that was circulated to council last Thursday, and it was on the website. Public Works employees repaired 5 water leaks, 5 on mains. All 5 were on mains during the last month. They mowed 8 miles of ditch line and also installed new stores, hydrolock, quick connect on the new fire hydrants and some of the existing fire hydrants. City of LaPorte is changing their connection style from the hydrolock to the stores, and we're going to transition with them. Since we didn't have any on the new hydrants, we started that process. It will probably take us a year to fully get all of our hydrants with the new connection. In the meantime, they're able to connect to either one. We also installed the blue reflective markers in the street for the fire department for locating hydrants. That's been taken care of. I would also report that the center water main project, which has been very trying, much longer than we anticipated it to take, has now been completed. It was pressure tested and sanitized last Friday, and today the connection at the southern end was completed to the line that we had put in a year ago. We have a valve at Shore Acres Boulevard, an isolation valve for that line, and that will be fired up tomorrow. That said, the hydrant at the corner of Center and South Country Club, we will move that from the existing line to the new line now that that's in service. So here, real quickly, we anticipate having a spectacular water flow available on South Country Club for the first time ever, and I'll have that hydrant tested, and we'll see just how well it comes up to par. The T-Gray that we contracted with to do the waterline replacement to a 3-inch on 500 block of Baywood, and also under byway between Fairfield and Meadow Lawn, has had their underground utilities called in, and they anticipate starting Wednesday of this week. It should only take 2 days to do those projects. They've scheduled for 1 day for each to get in and bore that and get out. And that's the report.
Thank you, Mr. Stone. Questions for Mr. Stahl?
Just one. What was the obstruction under Shore Acres at Center that caused some of the headache?
That was an 8-inch water main that we were extending under the street. It appears that the only service that we had of water south of Shore Acres was a 4-inch line that crossed under at West Country Club and went all the way around the center and back up and stopped at Shore Acres Boulevard. So it wasn't even a loop system. And on that 4-inch, we had a fire hydrant. And 6 inches is the minimum size for a fire hydrant on a loop system and 8-inch on a dead end. So we put a new 8-inch line underneath Shore Acres Boulevard, where the water main is on the north side to the south side, and then and connected it to a line that we put in before the new street went in that goes under that street to the other side at the corner of Center and Shore Acres Boulevard. Now, that should have been a rather simple bore job. They bored it and hit an object under the center lane on the eastbound lanes. So more than halfway and hit an object. They tried a second time and also stopped in the same point. And so then they brought in equipment and did jacking. We put a steel casing, a 12-inch steel casing goes underneath the county road, that full length. And so they jacked in a casing, requiring it to be jacked in about 10 feet and then weld this section on and jack another 10 feet, weld the section on to get it to the other side. And it came up just under Center Street, required cutting out a portion of Center Street, about 6 by 12, and that's been formed up, and they'll pour concrete tomorrow when that restores the roof.
So we know what the object was they hit, though?
No idea.
Okay. Any other questions?
On the Baywood repair that's to start Wednesday, as far as water disruption, what should citizens expect?
they should be able to isolate that. It will affect probably the 600 and 500 block of both Shady Lawn and Baywood.
We'll put that on blackboard.
Yes, as soon as they get their firm schedule.
Very good. Any other questions? Moving on 8.0, business. 8.1, consideration approval invoices. Council's had time to approve the invoices. Entertain a motion.
I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Adams. We have second.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Wheeler. Any questions on invoices? All approved?
Aye.
All right. Good. Thank you. Moving on to item 8.2, consideration action to approve ordinance number 2014-172, approving an amendment to the CenterPoint Energy Houston Electric's rate schedule for lighting services, tariff 6.1.1.16, lighting services. Mr. Stahl.
You may recall in September, CenterPoint proposed this tariff change. The City of Shore Acres has primary jurisdiction in this area of tariff setting, and we suspended that tariff while we had our attorney review that. That review was completed, and we have until the end of this month under that suspension to take action or take no action, in which case it will automatically go into effect. The object of this ordinance here is to allow the rates to go into effect that CenterPoint has proposed. We weren't challenging the accuracy of the dollar rates. Our concerns were this, that our citizens would be charged an additional rate for the deployment of LED lights in other communities and not here. And so this says that they will track those costs and they will deploy the lights in the manner that we set out here, and that the city can request that they have the LED lights in Shore Acres. The LED lights are an energy conservation measure. It is going to cost money to implement, but it's going to create a monthly savings in energy and revenue, and CenterPoint is retaining that revenue and not sharing that, and that was where the issue lied. So this allows them to go ahead and implement their rate and track the costs, and let the city elect if we would like to have the LED lights or not.
Any questions for Mr. Stahl?
So really all this is saying is we want our LED lights if we're going to pay for them, but we're still going to pay their rates. And they're still going to recoup the savings, and we're not going to get that.
Correct.
Sounds like something.
It is exactly how CenterPoint works, yes.
That's exactly.
Say that on the recording form.
Exactly what they did with the smart meters.
Yes. This is exactly the same.
Any other questions?
And if we do not approve this, then basically they'll go through with the whole thing, but we won't get LED lights here.
Well, we won't have any say.
Any say, but yeah. Then we'll also be paying for additional lighting in other cities. So they get you both ways.
Right. Yeah.
That's all I have.
All right. That being said, we'll entertain a motion.
I'm going to propose ordinance.
Thank you, Mr. Moyer. Do we have a second?
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Snell. All those in, any further questions? All those in favor?
Aye.
Against? 8.2 passes. We're on item 8.3. Consideration of action. The resolution number 2014-139, authorizing the execution of a rent agent agreement and extending in a local agreement with TML Intergovernmental Employee Benefits Pool for the purpose of providing certain employee benefits. Mr. Stahl.
Each year we recontract with the Texas Municipal League's Employee Benefit Pool. It is a pool as opposed to a company, so in essence the cities all own the insurance company and participate, so it's a not-for-profit. It has been historically a good deal for us when we've looked outside. A few years ago we changed the plan and went to a different base plan. We which eliminated deductibles. So when we went to a no deductible plan, from day one, the employee pays the same percentage, and the company pays their percentage all the way through until you get to the stop loss. In that change, we realized a considerable savings in insurance cost to the city. We did not take that money out of the budget because insurance is, we had seen significant hikes in insurance. And last year, there was no rate increase. This year, what you're seeing, and the only portion of what is in the packets that the city pays is the employee health insurance. The employee, if they elect dental, they pay that 100% themselves and dependents, same with the vision. We also pay the life insurance. Life insurance did not change this year. These go into effect April 1st. We have until January 30th to contract. We currently are paying $390.54 per month per employee, which is an annual cost of $4,686. The increase represented here is 3%, or $1,172 a month, or $140.64 per employee annual increase. The amount that we have budgeted is well in excess of that. Our budget is $5,767.20 annual per employee. So we'll have no adverse impact to the budget with this increase. And of course, we'll be paying the current rate through March, and then in April, the new rate would kick in. And my recommendation is that we renew our agreement with the municipal pool.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Stone. Take a motion.
I make a motion to House Resolution 2013-139.
Thank you. We have a second.
I'll second.
Now, is there any questions on Resolution Number 2014-139?
I should also mention the benefits, the employee benefits do not change. So there's not a reduction of benefits or increase of benefits.
Any questions?
Clarification purposes. I know Mr. Saul referenced. We shopped around, and this has been found to be the best deal for our city as far as entering into the T&L agreement.
Yes, we did not do that this year. We periodically do that as other cities do, and there's lots of horror stories out there going to private, and that the first year they give you a deep discount, but you have no control on the follow-on years. And TML incentivizes you to stay in the plan and that you haven't earned a discount over time. And if you leave the plan, then you have to, in essence, buy back in at a higher rate. And so, historically, there aren't any cities around here who have found it a good plan to go for the private, even for the 1 year. You, in essence, have to change every year to get that introductory price, which is really hard on the employees. To have the plan change every year and to reset all of their benefits.
Thank you.
Any further questions? All of that being said, all those in favor?
Aye.
Mr. Mayor, I missed the second.
Mike Wheeler.
Okay.
Nancy, Mr. And before we adjourn, just real quick, because I know I want to make sure we're correct. When is the next scheduled council meeting, David?
The next meeting will be on January the 9th.
Okay. Just want to confirm that to the council of the order. All right. With that being said, join us at 7:19. Thank you. Merry Christmas, everyone.